Thank you for joining us on Life Words Day by Day, where we're studying 1 Corinthians chapter 7, where the Apostle Paul is addressing some issues within that church. There were some in the church trying to advocate for separating or leaving their spouse in order to attain a higher spiritual life. And at the very least, they were abstaining from sex within the marriage relationship, to which Paul says this: a healthy sexual relationship within marriage guards from sin. It's not a green light for sin. So listen to what he writes. But because of the temptation to sexual immorality, each man should have his own wife and each woman her own husband. So it appears that the practice of leaving your spouse or abstaining from sex within the marriage relationship was in full swing in some of these marriages, which may have been the cause of all the sexual immorality that we were talking about in the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 6. So hear me clearly. This does not excuse the immorality taking place. However, since the desire was not being fulfilled within the right relationship, the marriage relationship, the desire perhaps grew in intensity, and the spouse was unwilling to practice self-control. But Paul tells us here that one of the purposes and needs of the sexual relationship within marriage is that it helps guard against sin. A healthy sexual relationship can be an aid in fighting temptation. When this aspect of the marriage relationship is not met, if it is lacking, then it provides an opportunity for the enemy to come in and to do his deceitful, dangerous work. This is why Paul writes, "Come together again, so that Satan may not tempt you because of your lack of self-control." We must never think that we are above temptation. Both within the husband and the wife, lust lies close at hand, waiting for that perfect opportunity to begin its work. Adultery doesn't begin the moment you jump into bed with someone else. It begins days, months, or even years earlier, when you begin to tell yourself that the other person is better for you, understands you more, will fulfill you more, will make you happier than your spouse, or will give you something that your spouse refuses to give. Unless we think we are just talking about fulfilling a physical sexual desire, let me be quick to say that there is so much more to it than that, to which Paul will continue to address in this letter. When you pray today, please remember Eodu Rodriguez and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Cape Verde. And also remember the Tagalog LifeWord broadcast that's heard in the Philippines.